on-air red lights. It's like on air, just in case somebody comes in and is like, "What are you doing?" And I'm just like, "Jeez."
Well, has anyone ever done that before other than your pet?
Like, didn't you see my goddamn light?
Or you could just put a sock on the door.
The door knob. Here's a funny thing that's
just put a sock on the door and play Careless Whisper. Greetings and salutations, chaps and chapettes and everything in between. This is the My Downcast podcast, and with me today is Mr. Sir the Cheese Fund and Night Drain. Introduce
hello.
Yourselves.
Oh,
I don't think dudettes is a word.
Dudettes? I said chapettes.
Chapettes
is definitely
worse,
a word.
I don't think that's a word.
I use chapettes.
It's not a word.
It's
a Scottish term.
Yeah, man. It's like cranny crummy pumpies.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. But yeah, we're a Minecraft server run by Night Drain here.
Yo.
And we decided to make a podcast because we talk for hours and hours on end, and we thought we might as well record it. So
it happens all the time too, and we usually miss everything good that we say, but not this time.
Yeah, so because you're listening to the
all
first
of our
My Downcast. Cast past.
All the conversation topics are super, super professional, and we definitely don't talk about other silly things. So
no, fine. Nothing inappropriate. It's all PG, PG.
resisting saying horrible things. Okay. Yeah. So, who wants to get us started by introducing yourself?
I will. So, my channel is Night Drain. You can check me out on YouTube. I'm also on Tumblr, but I don't have like Twitch or Facebook or anything because I don't.
Or YouTube videos.
Yeah. Well, shut up. That's mean. You're just mean. You're already like saying, "Don't go to this guy's channel."
No. Well, he's
saying,
well, you're
"Go
not
to
recording
your channel."
I'm saying my channel. He's saying, "Don't."
He's saying, "Go to your channel," but you won't see anything there. Go there for the experience.
Yeah.
Go there for the yeah. So you, go there so you can tell other people that you've been there.
Exactly. So I basically started recording videos because all of my friends just did. Like all these guys here, everyone that I met online recorded, and I thought, you know what, I gotta start it, and I did, and I started about what. Two months ago, 3 months ago,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. And
although you were in videos and stuff beforehand.
Yeah,
true. I was in videos. I never started recording my own though until about 3-4 months ago, and now I'm kind of just
a
not
big
able.
Deal,
to
do that. You know.
No. Yeah, right.
I'm pretty much a big deal. Don't want to boast or anything, but you know, I've got like double digits in subscribers.
Barely. Oh man. Okay, who wants to go next?
I am Mr. Porchegg. I am a Scottish pink-haired barbarian with a lovely, calm demeanor. My YouTube channel is... Porchegg X. or Porchegg. Just type Porchegg in YouTube. All of our channels will be in the description. If you want to go and take a look, you should totally check out mine because it's better than these two chumps.
What?
But yeah, I mostly make Minecraft videos and stuff. If you are coming across this podcast before having seen any of our channels, then you can go and check us out there. We do lots of videos and lots of fun stuff. But yeah.
My turn.
Mr. Cheese Fund.
Who are you, Leo?
I am Cheese Fund from the internet.
The internet. I'm
a non-human AI, and I play games on my channel, which is called Cheese Fund. I started way before these dudes, because I'm so cool.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all I have to say about myself.
Oh boy, that was short and sweet.
Yeah, there you go. I am a pretty female woman as well. I forgot to add that. I'm a curvy...
So you're not a woman, you're a woman, you're plural.
Yeah. Wow. I like how I said, I'm not a human. I'm an AI. I'm a woman.
You're an AI woman.
Where have we taken this? I do believe that women are real. I've seen a few out and about.
I don't know about that. I think they're probably a myth.
They're a myth, indeed.
Yeah.
Speaking of myths, this has nothing to do with next generation consoles.
Oh.
But, it could be a myth as to whether we're gonna get them or not.
No, it's not. It's, we're definitely getting them.
It's a fact.
That we're definitely getting them.
But we're gonna talk about both them, and I think we're gonna have a pretty biased conversation if we're talking about what we're getting, because we're all sort of in the same boat. But we're not gonna say what we're gonna get because that would be biased. PlayStation 4.
We're not. I don't think we're gonna say what we're gonna get. Yeah, PS4. Yeah. We're getting PS4.
To be honest, I think the majority of the population of the planet is going to get a PS4.
I don't think that's
necessary.
You'd be
surprised.
A lot of people originally that I spoke to, at least, said that they were going to get PS4 instead of Xbox One. But then after Xbox One made some changes, they switched back to getting the Xbox One. So,
I suppose,
like,
Xbox have changed a lot of what they said they were going to do, because everyone went, what the heck, no way, we're not buying any of your stuff.
See, but this frustrates me, though, because people are saying, oh, they went back on their policies, you've not got your always-online DRM, but at the same time they said that, someone else, somewhere else, was like, hey, we might go back on it, because they might. They said that they might go back on the DRM, and everyone's like, oh, they're not going to do it, which means it might change back, and that drives me nuts.
That's the biggest problem. They can easily go back on what they've said and just screw us all over again at a moment's notice after we've bought consoles.
I don't think they will, but they said that they might, which still annoys me. But I don't think they can now, because they've kind of removed that from, I think, the hardware sort of stuff.
I'm sure they could still do it, though.
Yeah, which drives me nuts. And the people that are like defending them for that, it just drives me insane. Like, I like Halo. I've played Halo in the past, and I like a lot of the Xbox games, but it's just so frustrating. Oh my god.
I think
even for me, if the Xbox One, like, it was announced and it was totally awesome and brilliant, I probably still wouldn't get one. I prefer Sony's products overall, and the biggest thing for me is the controller. I can't use an Xbox controller properly. It's just,
really?
It's so big. I mean, I have big hands, but I don't know. It's just
I never had a problem with it. But for me, it's very strange, because I've always been an Xbox person. I mean, actually, that's not true. My first system ever was Nintendo 64. And then I got the GameCube. And then I got the PlayStation 2. And then, weird enough, I went to Xbox 360 instead of getting the PlayStation 3, which I still don't understand today. But, I mean, I've always been, like, an Xbox person. I never really liked the PS3. But until I got it, and then I was like, this is so much better. So,
I mean, the difference between them is, well, especially the PS3 and the Xbox, is negligible, other than the online costs for the Xbox. They're
actually
pretty much the same. That and the exclusives, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think, I like the PlayStation so much better. I like the controller versus the controllers. Just, I like the PS3 controller better. I like the internet connection better, because on Xbox, I always, like, every time I would talk to someone, it would kick me out, and it would say that I was having internet problems, when I've never had that trouble yet with PS3.
But then,
it never...
with the Xbox, something that I've noticed and positive for the Xbox 360 is the call quality is a lot better when you've not got connection issues, whereas, like, all of the PlayStation calls are kind of reduced quality. Like, Porchegg here has a Blue Snowball microphone.
Indeed.
Right? If he plugs that into his PlayStation, he still comes through a bit poopy at times. But then, like, I'm like high and mighty about, like, oh, I love PlayStation. Like, I've always had PlayStations and stuff. But I think the only reason that I bought a PlayStation 3 over an Xbox 360 was for Metal Gear Solid 4. That's why I'm a terrible person, because I just love Metal Gear Solid. Like, I actually had a 360 at one point. But my dad sold it because it was worth a lot of money at Christmas time. So.
And then you bought another PS3.
Oh no!
Yeah, there we go. A little fact about me. So I've always had PlayStations. Like, I have the PlayStation 1 plugged into my TV right now. I've got a PS2 under my PC in case I ever need it, and I've got two PS3s, and one's the really old version that can play PS1 and PS2 games. So,
now,
I really wish I had that version. It's so annoying having to plug them all stuff in.
I actually have a question about the new gen systems, or it refers back to the old ones, but or the current.
Well, being an expert on it, just go ahead and ask the question.
Well, no, you guys before. Might know this. Did the Xbox 360 or the PS3, which one costed more at first?
PS3, I think.
The PS3? Well, now it's vice versa.
Maybe.
The PS3 was more expensive.
Well, now the Xbox
One. It didn't sell as well either. It sold worse than the Xbox. So overall, Microsoft came out better on top from that whole generation.
Yeah.
I the fact that you don't have to pay for the internet is just so much worth it.
That's
going to
change, though.
Is PlayStation 4 making you pay to get online?
PlayStation 4, you have to pay for PlayStation Plus. But then, saying that, as a negative thing, it's not necessarily a negative thing that you have to pay for your internet, because PlayStation Plus gives you free games every month.
Yeah, you get loads of stuff at PlayStation Plus.
I think
Plus.
You get like 3 free games a month.
Loads
of stuff's reduced as well.
Being an Xbox player, that was on Xbox as well, where you'd get like free arcade games. Are these arcade games or are these actual games?
These are AAA titles. Like Infamous was free. Uncharted, I think, was free for a bit. I don't know if they've still... I don't know how it works. I don't have it myself. Like, a few of my friends do. But all I know is they get a crap ton of games every so often, which is good.
With PlayStation Plus. Now, is that on the PS3 as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's going to be mandatory with PS4.
Yeah, you have to pay for your internet, which means I don't know if they'll bring out like PlayStation Plus, but all I know is
You don't have to pay for PS Plus, but if you don't, you won't be able to play online. Is that how it works?
You do have to pay for PlayStation Plus to get online for the next generation.
But if you don't pay for PlayStation Plus, you can still play games, but you won't be able to play them online, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fair enough. PlayStation Plus really isn't all that expensive either, so.
As well, it's like I don't know. You have a PlayStation Vita, but you're the only person that I know that has a PlayStation Vita. But
I'm the only person I know that has a PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, nobody has a PlayStation Vita, but you can get games for that as well, which is really good off the store.
Oh, sweet.
Loads of downloadables.
I have to say, I'm actually really happy with my PlayStation Vita. I do use it a lot. It's really nice.
I was considering getting it a while back, but I ended up just deciding against it because I had the original PSP and I just never really used it after a while. I think my problem with games is if people that I know don't play it, then I probably won't end up getting it because I'll have no one to play with. Sad me.
Games are a lot more fun when you can play with other people.
Of course.
See,
like, I would have given up on Minecraft 3 or 4 years ago if I didn't know you people. Well, not 3 or 4 years ago. Was it out 3 or 4 years ago? Or did it even get released?
It's old, yeah. I think maybe... Yeah.
I don't think it's... Is it 3 or 4?
2010? I think it was 2010. So 3 years.
I don't know.
It's pretty old.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
It's pretty old considering how fun it still is now.
2009.
But then I don't really see Minecraft as a game, to be honest.
So it's 4 years old. Wait, 2009, what time? What month?
Don't know, that's just when Notch started to work on it. I mean, it's still not technically released.
True.
It's been in development for a long time.
I think it's released. I mean, they do that with World of Warcraft too, you know. It's just the patch that it's on.
I suppose.
I don't think it's necessarily not released, but I'm curious, once they get to a certain number, what are they going to call it, Minecraft 2 or
I don't know. They're running out of, like, they're going to go at, like, 5 decimal places so they can just keep editing. Hey,
no, I think they'll just end up calling it Minecraft 2.0.
Maybe.
Like they did with Terraria 2.1. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Has anybody touched Terraria yet?
I bought the game, ages ago, and I still haven't played it yet.
I love it.
I've finished it a few times before the newest update, and I've kind of, like... I got to like the stage where I was like, okay, looting all the stuff isn't fun now, and I'm gonna cry because hard mode came out. Like, have any of you played hard mode on Terraria?
No.
Well, I was playing it with like my friend, and when it hit hard mode, he just gave up, and I didn't really want to do it on my own.
Doesn't hard mode you die once and that's it?
No. It's like once you've destroyed the quote unquote final boss. It basically just restarts the game, but with new monsters in it. It's really good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really good mechanic for, like, renewing the gameplay, but it's pretty frustrating because all your weapons just sort of become useless against these new monsters.
Well, that's the fun of it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
You were just being a spoiled brat.
Hey, I didn't give up. I never surrender. You know me.
Speaking of voxel games, has Cube World been updated recently, or...
Ooh, I haven't
played Cube World. What's going on with
that? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that, but I know that it took ages. It's been made by 1/2 people, so
yeah.
It's going to take a while. Like, it took a while to get to the stage where they were like, okay, I guess we'll release it. Like, they weren't actually going to release it as
to
the public, but they did because of all the hype. So I'm not expecting an update anytime
soon.
It's
a super fun game.
I don't like it. Do you guys like it? Because I thought it was very disappointing.
Awesome.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but I felt that the gameplay got boring very quickly. I don't like repetitive games. That's why I can never get into, like, Mortal Kombat games or Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur was awesome, no matter. I don't know why. I just like Soul Calibur. But, like, fighting games that were so repetitive, I just got bored of them eventually. And I feel like Cube World is just a repetitive game.
See, to me, Cube World is, like, the least repetitive game I've ever played because it's just, like, so open and the world just keeps generating and it's, like, huge and I love adventuring. So, like, anything that I find is just exciting.
Yeah, but you start to find the same dungeons over and over again, no?
I suppose.
There is a sort of randomization to it, and it is fairly early days. Like, on their website, they've got... procedural quests, backstories, and houses that you can, like, build for yourself, planned, along with, like, a bunch of other stuff.
But that didn't come out yet, did it?
No, but, like...
No.
I mean, however long it may take, if they're constantly working on it, it'll come out eventually, and...
Yeah, I mean, once, like, something like that comes out, sure, the game's gonna be cool.
With a quest system in an open world with randomly spawning dungeons, it's gonna be so badass.
Well, see, to me, it feels like a full game already, so adding anything to it just means it's more of a game... And it's just driving me nuts. Like, it's so cool. So cool.
Mm.
Love it.
So once all that stuff comes out, I'll probably give it another try. But not to mention, thou who shall not be named, like, talked me into getting it. And once I finally got it, he played it so much, it was just, he was bored of it. And
I never knew Voldemort played video games.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, man. I was waiting for that joke. I was going to do that joke! Yeah, Voldemort's a douchebag.
Like,
he finishes games so fast as well. Voldemort just does not have patience to let games last.
Of course not.
Guys, I've heard he cheats and uses his magic in games to get items.
I heard he finished, you know, Grand Theft Auto. I heard that he finished that game in an hour. The full story, 100%.
What a cheer.
All of the freaks and streaks and whatever they're called. He finished it. Easy peasy.
It's probably because he doesn't have a nose.
It's probably...
the secret to all gaming skills is not having a nose. So basically what you're trying to teach everybody is to do a bunch of cocaine, right?
Wow! See, that's why I'm so bad at games, because my nose is huge. I gotta do loads of drugs.
But if you don't have a nose, you can't do cocaine, I believe. So...
Oh, man.
Does anybody know someone who can get me some drugs? I'm gonna call Voldemort right now.
Hey, Voldy, buddy. So I heard you're really good at games, and I kind of don't want to have a nose anymore, so if you could hook me up, that'd be great.
Yeah, you got a guy. Good.
Oh, man. Speaking of GTA, though, GTA is a super fun game. Like, the story mode was good, and it was really, like, I enjoyed it, but online is just... Oh god, it's awesome.
I think online is so good, that's why I'm only 16% done with the story.
See, I bought it... you bought it on release, Portegg, right?
I bought it on release.
So you got it, like, first out of all of us. I got it, like, a week later, because I kind of thought that somebody would have pre-ordered it for my birthday, but nobody did, because everybody thought everyone else would get it for me. So
yeah, Portegg, you jerk. What a jerk!
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus.
Sorry.
Voldemort, he didn't get it for me, because, you know, me and him are close as hell. But I got it a week later, but, oh my god!
Voldemort, he bought the game for you. Fantastic!
Yeah, wait, Voldemort.
Baldi bought it for you.
Like, a little while after Harry blew him to smithereens, his spirit came back and just gave me some shizzle-wizzle.
Shizzle-wizzle, indeed.
Which he used to purchase the game. It was really good. But the story...
Does he have a gaming channel?
YouTube.com/VoldyWaldy.
Voldy Snipes.
That is definitely someone's
No Nose Gaming.
Okay, so while we're on GTA, what would you guys say, like, out of so far, because I know you both have played online a bunch.
I don't want to talk about the online yet. I want to talk about the single player, because that came first.
But I haven't played the single player.
We're not going to do any spoilers. But
no spoilers. What
if that one bit with the aliens come in and rip my...
What? No way!
It was an extra one as well.
Yeah, a lot of people complained about how the story is written, like, the writing's bad. What do you think about that, Portig? Do you think it's badly written?
I don't think it's badly written, but there is some inconsistencies in character, like, motivation. For example, Michael is, like, he goes from 1 minute to saying, oh, God, I wish I could just relax and stay at home all the time and, like, just do stuff. And then the next minute he's like, oh, my God, I'm so fed up staying at home and wanting to do stuff. And then he complains about having robbed banks, which is getting him into this ridiculous situation. So to solve that problem, he robs some more banks. It's just, like...
Yeah,
he's so conflicted in what he's trying to do.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Like, I love the characters, and I think they're so well, like, projected, but they keep just, like, changing. Like, there's Trevor and there's Michael, and sometimes they're best buddies, and sometimes they're annoyed at each other, but it's not for any reason, they just keep changing their mind. And then it drives me
nuts.
So
wait, did you guys go to the therapist? The shrink?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they did that because Michael isn't... I mean, I haven't really played it all that much, but, like, I feel like he's the character who's supposed to be like that because basically he's going through a middle-age crisis. He used to be this, like, active bank robber, and now he's gone to a life of crime where he's just in a life of luxury, but he partially misses that life of crime... And then partially doesn't want to go back to it. And I think they hint at that when he's talking to the shrink. And also they kind of give you a choice to lean toward which way to go with him. So I kind of think he's supposed to be like that. And I think for the part that I got up to, at least, I thought that was pretty well written.
See, so you've actually been going to the shrink.
Yes.
See, I kind of would like if they made it mandatory to go to the shrink, because they kind of just, they sent me a text like, hey, you should go to the shrink. Come see me, Mr. Michael. And I was just like, no, I'm going to hit this woman with the car. Like, stuff like that.
The problem is that, like, it costs so much money as well. And that shrink pissed me the hell off. He was like, I swear to God, I was really hoping that Michael would just flip out and kill him at some point. Because he was cheating Michael out of a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can. You could just kill him, I'm sure. You see him on the street one day.
Just go and, like, steal one of the jets and bomb his house.
One day he could be that old woman that I hit with a car. One day. But I think they should have put that in as, like, a mandatory thing to sort of explain the... Like, make it as, like, a narrative of what's going on. Because at some points I was just like, what? If you know what I mean.
Of course.
I do have to say, though, before the game came out, I was really doubting their ability to write three separate stories at one time. And have it even be, like, remotely consistent. Yeah. But they've done it. They did a pretty good job.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to work either, but I enjoy the part, the 16% that I've played. By the way, I didn't even get up to the third character, so thanks for ruining it for me, you jerks.
You obviously haven't looked at any posters then. Use your eyes,
I
mean, Mr. William.
I knew. Yeah. I knew. I'm just saying.
But, okay, now you're free to talk about... said the online and how broken it was.
All right, let's, before we get into our favorite moments on GTA, how terrible was the online?
I did the tutorial about 15 times. I swear to God, I went from thinking Lamar was really funny to wanting to just rip his entire face off. Jesus, it was so irritating.
It was the like the first time you played it, you're like, yes, I got in after like maybe like 2 hours, okay? And the intro is just, it's really like well done, and it's like really like stylish and cool. Like there's a part where you drive through the city. I'm not gonna go too much into it, but it reminded me of Drive a bit, and it's like the text and everything's so pretty, and I was like, this is amazing. And then I didn't have to do it as many times as Portig did because I'm not as persistent, but I did it like
on the
three or four
on the first
times,
day
by the time I got to like the fourth fourth turn, I was sort of like, okay, I'm going to give up for a bit and come later. And then I came back onto, say, like, Skype, and Porchak was, like, pulling his hair out.
On the first day I spent, it was supposed to be released at, like, noon, our time, and I spent most of the day, like, 12 hours trying to get online, and
nothing
happened.
You had the day
off
as well, right?
Yeah, I did. I had the day off. And I was working the next day, which was so annoying. Although, having said that, I didn't work the next day either, so it made me feel a bit better.
Yeah, see, I was at uni the day that it came out, and I was like, I want to go home and play it. And then I was like, I bet you it's not even going to work, as sort of like a joke. Like, I bet you it's not even up yet, and stuff like that. And I came back, and you were like, I want to die. So good.
Oh, man.
But, like, although it's so unfortunate that it was not working, because if it was working straight off the bat, it would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But then again, there's no way to sort of prepare yourself for that much stress, because it sold so well as well, and everybody's kind of waiting for the online, so everybody's trying to get on at once, so I kind of expected it to break a bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like that, how awesome is it now?
Oh my god! Just any free time that I have is spent on Grand Theft Auto. Getting money to lose money is just the best thing. Like, I'm a gambler now. I shake constantly.
Talking about how awesome it is, let's talk about how unawesome it is for SGM to use the exploits of the game and turn it into a racing game to make money. That guy is a jerk.
He is far too good at racing.
He's like,
he can just make so much money all the time. Second, he's like, hey guys, we should do racing.
Everybody, one second. Okay, SGM 60. Uh-huh. 60? I always get his number wrong. His channel will be in the description of wherever I can put it. But his channel is SGM60, right? I'm right.
I think so. I think
it's 60, because I say it every time and I doubt myself every time. He is so good at Grand Theft Auto Racing. It is nuts. The only time that I can... Okay, here we go. He is amazing at racing cars. He's not amazing at racing planes and motorbikes, okay?
Motorbikes he's still good at.
He's still good at motorbikes, okay? But whenever it is a car race, I want to die. I bet him. I've spent like the whole yesterday. I had yesterday off, and nighttime was just like me racing him constantly, over and over again. I was up till 2 in the morning trying to beat him at a car race. Okay,
oh, man.
And there was this race, and I wish I'd recorded it, but it was this long race that was peer to peer, I think it's called. Some people might have played it, but we're doing it in supercars. And I was going balls to the wall. He kept trying to, like, hit me, and he would spin out, and I was winning, and I won, but then we did it again, and I lost by, like, a minute. I don't know.
So
annoying.
So back to him being too good at the game, he was like, I logged on one day. He's like, oh, yeah, I just raced 14 people. And when you race 14 people, now, I mean, the average person, you don't expect them to be like, oh, yeah, I finished first every time. How many times did you race? Oh, about 20 times. I finished first every time. You don't expect the person to say that. He does. he does. And he, the worst part about it is he doesn't brag about it.
Yeah.
He just makes it like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just win. It's just me. It's what I do.
Like, I was like, I really want to beat you in a car race, and I just kept going on about it. Like, I want to beat you in a car race, and he's like, I'm kind of worried now, because I got a title for myself, and I was like, stop being so smug! Like, please just rub it in my face so I can feel better about it, because...
The worst part is, like, we go online, and he's like, hey guys, we should totally race, it's a great way to make money and level up. And we do that, and he wins every time, and now he's, like, 20 levels above us with thousands and thousands of dollars more cash, and it's just like, it's just not fair.
It's a good way for you to level up, not for us.
Yeah, we were doing 1v1s last night, and obviously, like, the winner gets, like, double the amount of money, so I was like, yeah, I've got this much money, and he was like, oh, yeah, those races got me this much money, and I was like, ah, my feelings, then I went and jumped into some people's pools and broke my neck.
Oh, that's so much fun.
I don't get it. What is it with your fascination and jumping into pools?
I think, like, it's just...
Wait, hold on. Before you answer, like, this is what we did, Porchak, yesterday. You weren't there. Me and Liam got a big truck, right?
Okay.
And I was thinking that, you know, we would go onto the highway and get, like, 5 stars and just keep driving, because the truck can handle almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just keep ramming into cars, causing all sorts of mayhem. What he wants to do is... park the truck on the train. By the way, this is the ongoing side, the side that the train, quote, right, unquote, okay, won't be coming a second time.
It was on the bridge. Climb
on top of the bridge and jump off the bridge into the water. Now, let me just say that,
so far. I'm not,
that
I'm
the train came twice and blew my ass up both times.
Like this moment where I was just like the train had passed, okay, so we were like climbing all over this truck, like this big, like huge, like what are they called, like a Euro truck, like the big, they put food in it,
like big. A Macy's truck or like a department truck.
Yeah. Huge truck. Okay, so the train's gone, the train's passed. I'm like, yeah, just park it up, I'm sure it won't come a second time. So like I'm on top of this truck, I jump to the bridge and just like this train just comes and I'm like dangling above this like
I guess you're
train.
Still on the truck. Well, not anymore because I'm dead. Yeah, oh, the man. Train will come again.
And it was all for nothing, which was the worst thing about it.
No, it exploded, so that was cool at least.
Yeah, the explosion was cool, but this damn water glitch is breaking
balls.
Oh, no.
They need to make it so that you don't take fall damage. It's silly.
When you go into water, at least.
Yeah. I mean, you could take some fall damage, because I realize that in real life, once you fall
like
a certain height, water can be as hard as cement, as long as you're falling at a certain, you know, distance and speed. But it's a game where we want to jump in pools, apparently.
Exactly.
So,
if you can roll cars over once they're upside down, you can drop from helicopters into pools.
I love that.
Survive.
I am so happy that they changed that. Yeah. That was one thing I hated in GTA 4. My car's on the other side now. I can't get it. I gotta get a new car.
At least they don't blow up when they flip over anymore. Because that was so annoying. Yeah.
Some of the car mechanics in GTA 4 were really weird.
Really? I actually liked that in GTA 4, though, how it exploded, because it made it more fun.
Well, it wasn't in Grand Theft Auto 4, I don't think it blew up. It was like in Grand Theft Auto, like...
San Andreas.
Yeah, San Andreas and like Vice City. If your car goes upside down, then you're like, no, my beautiful car!
Oh, man.
Oh, but GTA is just great.
Okay.
It reminds me of that... Hold on, one more story before we move on. We're doing, me, Jay, and Will, we're doing a mission, where you have to go and repo, like, two really expensive cars from someone's house. One's, like, a Rolls Royce, and the other one's, like, a sort of Jaguar.
I love that.
And, me and Jay stole the Jaguar, and Will got the Rolls Royce, and we managed to get there first. And me and Jay just got out of the car and started looking at it, going, oh my god, this is the most gorgeous car ever. It's just, oh, it's so pretty, I want this car.
On it, you were sliding on
it. Oh yeah, we're like doing Starsky and Hutch rolls over the top of it and stuff like that for like a good 5 minutes. And just going, oh my god, this is the best car ever, I'm going to buy this car. And then Will just comes in at like 400 miles per hour, smashes right into the back of it and crumples it into just a pile of scrap. Out of nowhere. It was the funniest thing that has happened on GTA so far.
I think it was funny because you were in the middle of doing a slide. and when I hit the car, you ricocheted off the wall and went flying.
Oh man, it was so good.
But wait, before we leave the GTA discussion,
I wasn't gonna leave it. I was gonna be like, hey guys, favorite bits, go quick.
Right.
Tell me your favorite thing that you can do. Go.
So Forcheck did it, and now you
happened,
go.
Man.
I gotta still think about my favorite moment.
Ah, it's my turn. I did this today, and I wanted to tell you guys before the podcast, and I feel like I've hyped it up a bit too much, but in Grand Theft Auto, once you hit a certain level, the helicopter that you can pick stuff up in spawns...
The cargo bob.
The cargo bob. Okay, this fantastic, really big helicopter you can pick stuff up, okay? So I'm flying around, I'm picking up motorbikes, I'm going like, this is hilarious! I wish I could kill someone with it! So I went out to the field, I got this tractor, okay? And I drove it into the city, but like, it took me ages. I drove it into the city and someone was robbing a shop, okay? So I was in the city, imagine... a helicopter that's huge with a tractor just dangling below it, going really slowly higher and higher and higher above the shop, okay? The guy comes outside, I drop the tractor 5 bazillion feet onto the top of this guy's car, the whole thing explodes, and the guy goes like ragdolling through the air because I dropped the tractor on his head after he robbed the shop.
Boy.
So I hope that, like, 2000... How much do you get for robbing a shop?
It varies.
I hope it was worth it.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Right, well, so, your turn.
I think I have a lot of favorite moments, but and they're all hard to remember because once it happens, you know, it's just hilarious. It's so funny that you laugh so hard and you forget about it. At least I do. But I think one of my favorite moments was the unrealistic, hilarious moment with the parachute and the plane and the
Oh god.
So let me explain it. We're flying in the plane. Who was it with? It was me and.
It was me. I think I don't remember. I was there.
I think it was Liam.
Because I was recording it. It's coming up on my channel.
It was me and Liam, and we thought it would be a good idea to see what happens when you fly a plane into someone parachuting. And
okay.
It's so unrealistic that it was hilarious. So Liam gets into the passenger seat, and I'm driving the plane. Now I turn around, and Liam jumps out, and he's like, "All right, hit me." So I do a 360 I do a 180 with the plane. I come around. I'm looking for him, and it's like for me, it was almost impossible to find him right away. But then I saw him floating, so I take the plane. And boom, right into the parachute. Now, you would think that the parachute would go flying or he would lose the parachute. No. I explode.
Yep, his wing comes straight off when you hit the parachute. The parachute is actually a solid object. I think we did that it is... again. And I tried to clip his parachute to see if it would break. He said that I didn't hit him. But I did, okay, because my wing came clean off and I start plummeting towards the ground. It's so hilarious. Like, the parachute is just like, it's like the heaviest object in the world that keeps you floating because it can stop anything. I think if you drove a truck into it, you'd probably live.
Yeah.
But,
so, geez. I exploded in the plane and Liam survived. Oh, wait, did you survive or did you die as well from the explosion?
I think I died as well the first time. The second time you were just like we tried to do it again, but get Will to be the parachute and me to be the plane. And Will was adamant that I didn't even touch him, but I did.
Right.
Because I was falling at like 6 billion miles an hour.
Help me! I just thought of this. So out of all the modes, before we leave the GTA discussion, out of all the modes that there are in the game, and all the ways to make money, which is your favorite?
I do like racing, despite the fact that, like, because when I'm racing against Jay and I do win, which is about 50-50, I have to say, when I'm not with you guys. When I'm with you, I don't know why I can't win. I swear to God I win when you're not around. But, like, it is actually really fun making money with doing races and stuff. And a lot of the races are really, like, inventive and unique.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you could create your own races in the future.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
I'd have to say my favorite mode for making money is probably survival, although I have yet to try Team Deathmatch to the fullest extent, but...
I think I've played maybe one game of Team Deathmatch.
I've only played one.
I played two or three, but, like, two of them were, like, with Jay, and he kicked my ass. Another one was with another guy who kept camping, and it was just a 1v1 again.
That's frustrating. Oh, God,
especially when he like put it to 15. I mean, I won, but I mean, like, I had to get 15 kills, or I had to wait 15 minutes. It was a little drastic.
Well, people have started camping so much for me, like they camp outside shops, that I've just started like tooled myself up with tear gas. So if someone's like waiting for me outside a shop, I just like kick open the door, let them like shoot for a bit, roll a can of tear gas out, and they just cry themselves to death. It's amazing. But my favorite way of making money probably is the same. I like robbing shops as well though, but they don't give a lot of money. But then again, like I'm not that attached to money in the game. Like, I want to buy a big house, and then once I've bought a big house, I think that's just gonna be me. I'm just gonna jump off things forever. So in conclusion, Grand Theft Auto Online is amazing. Just don't play it with Jay.
You're listening to the My Downcast podcast. Send questions to mydowncast@gmail.com.
Yeah. So make sure to check out Jay's channel. There you go. Moving swiftly on.
Speaking of new games in general, there's a new Pokemon out, which I have been playing a bunch of recently.
Here we go.
Now, neither of you play Pokemon, really, or even enjoy it.
I had it on the Game Boy, if that counts.
It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just I feel like I've moved on from that part of my life.
Well, see, for me,
I maybe should have moved on as well,
like,
but
Pokemon just feels like the same. The reason that you'd buy Pokemon is the same reason you'd buy FIFA. It's the same game, different teams. Like,
okay. I'm just gonna rant for a bit.
Okay,
right?
go nuts. I wanna hear this.
Pokemon is not like FIFA. FIFA is like almost a carbon copy of the previous game with new strips and different player rosters. Whereas Pokemon, from one game to another, they create an entire different species, an entire different animal set of over 100 Pokemon in between the games, different regions, different maps. The story, I have to admit, is a bit the same, although in Black and Black 2, they did sort of expand on stories that last over more than two games. And I have to say that in the most recent one, the things that they've added improve the game so much that it's unbelievable. Like, the online is so much more streamlined because the 3DS is a lot easier to connect to the internet than the old DS games. The Pokemon designs are genuinely brilliant for this game. The 3D aspect works pretty well as well.
Hold on, one second.
For 3D games.
The Pokemon designs are fantastic. I thought that one was a sword.
One is a sword.
That's just so weird, though. No?
Wait, an actual Pokemon is
a
sword. See, that's what I don't like most of all about Pokemon, the new generation Pokemon. I feel like, especially with, like, the new generation, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, feel free to say I'm stupid, but I think
you're
it was 2 and 3, or 4 and 3, I knew you were going to say that, I'm talking about people listening. I feel like they tried too hard. Like, the original Pokemon were awesome, don't get me wrong, I love
Charmander.
Pokemon.
Charmander for life.
Snorlax. Oh, come on. They were just cool in general. I mean, I don't know why. I just like Snorlax because he's just a big, you know, a big guy just chilling every day, all day. But the thing is, I don't know. I feel after a while with the Pokemon, they just tried too hard and it was like, really? This is a Pokemon? Come on now.
There are Pokemon in every generation that don't make any sense.
Not in one. Not in the first one.
Yes, there are.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff is awesome. Don't go there.
I'm really trying to think of an example, but I can't think of it.
And Magikarp, don't get me wrong.
Jinx.
He was useless.
Jinx is
but
weird.
Jinx was cool. I love Jinx. They were all awesome.
I guess. I'm a big fan of the first generation Pokemon as well. I'm trying to fight my own purpose here. But can you tell me about the online? I didn't actually know it had online. Can you elaborate on how the online Pokemon works?
Well, when you're connected online, when you walk past a place in-game where someone else has been, they'll like pass you by. You can also trade and battle with anyone instantly without having to go to a Pokemon Center. They've added a bunch of new different sort of modes. Like, there's this thing called Wonder Trade where you put up a random Pokemon for trade and you'll get a random Pokemon back, not knowing what it could be. There's like a
stuff.
No, you can't. Which is a shame. I was looking for a Pokemon ROM hack that was a co-op like game, but I didn't have any luck, unfortunately. But that'd be really awesome. Sort of going
I'm a big co-op game player, so I like I enjoy games that you could play with other people. If Halo was just the story and it wasn't online, I'd still buy it because that's the only reason I'd end up getting Xbox One, by the way. I forgot to say that. But I enjoy co-op games much better than single-player games. I don't think I have any single-player games anymore, besides Mass Effect 3 that I would still play. Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. And Mass Effect 3 ending was terrible. But still, I just thoroughly enjoy co-op games.
See,
by the way,
then the thing with co-op games is kind of just like saying, like, I like co-op games is like saying I like having friends, because you wouldn't play a co-op game with someone online unless it's like big battles sort of thing. But like, say if you're playing Left 4 Dead, you don't really want that random person. You kind of want your friends to be there. That's why I kind of like split screen games more than I like playing online.
Like, a good example of that is Portal 2. Portal 2 is frustrating as hell when you're doing it with somebody that you know. It's even more frustrating when you can't speak to that person.
Yeah.
Or, like, you don't know them, but that game in general is just...
But then
just
an example against that, which I don't know if this would count as a co-op game, but, like, it's, like, sort of like a counter multiplayer game is... I don't know if any of you guys have played it. I haven't, but I've heard good things about it. Is Journey. The, like, experimental PlayStation 3 one.
Journey is so good.
I haven't heard of it.
Journey is so good.
Journey Explain
is, you,
Journey.
Everyone listening, and you too, right. Go and buy it right now. I remember when I got it, it was £10. I was like, it looks alright, I'll buy it, because I didn't have anything else to do or play at the time. And I sat down and completed the whole thing from start to finish. It's such a... Like, you get paired with a random person online, and you sort of have to kind of work through this sort of 3D kind of platforming puzzle kind of game. There's no dialogue, no text, no sort of nothing like that.
It's very artsy.
It's very artsy, yeah, and music's fantastic. It's just sort of like, it really does take you on. If anyone here knows about The Hero's Journey, it's like a book that was written by a man that I can't remember the name of, about the tribulations and trials, or trials and tribulations, that a hero goes through on his journey to, like, success, if you like.
Sorry, what was the name of that book again?
Or it's called The Hero's Journey.
Okay, keep talking.
But, like, Journey is like a game adaptation of a lot of the points that's gone over in that book. And there's actually a really good what's it called? They were like a YouTube.
Words.
There were people that were on The Escapist, and they got extra credits. There's a good extra credits episode about it that maybe we can maybe link if you're interested in the slightest. But yeah, I would definitely recommend Journey. It's one of the best games I've played.
Explain the communication, how the communication between the two people works. I don't know if you know much, but I've heard a little bit about it, and it's hilarious.
There's the only real way that you can communicate is, well, when you start off in the game, you get given these like four symbols that represent that character. Mm-hmm. Or that specific playthrough, and when you hold circle, if you press circle, it'll emit like a sort of a ping of a noise, and if you hold it for longer, it will emit a longer ping, and that's the only way you can communicate. So you just have to kind of, like, I don't know, ping a bunch if you're stuck, or hold ping if you don't know what you're doing. I don't know. It's really it actually works surprisingly well.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard it works really well because you associate the two different sounds and two different things. I was trying to find The Hero's Journey for you there. There's two different versions. I think the one that you're talking about is by Robert Diltz, maybe?
Perhaps.
A Voyage of Self-Discovery. Although, maybe not. It sounds kind of gross. moving on! But yeah, Journey is like the prime example of how co-op games can work with strangers. Like, that's the kind of game that you wouldn't be like, hey, you want to play Journey with me? Because you can't.
So I can refer to a different game, which is Legend of Zelda The Four Swords. No?
I've never played that.
No?
I've heard of it. Yes, continue.
It's awesome. No, that's just one of the games that you got to play with your friends. I mean, especially since it's for, like, the... what was that system called? Not the DS, but the...
Game Boy?
The one above it.
New Game Boy?
No, the game. Oh, was maybe the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, or the Game Boy SD or something like that.
Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah, whatever it was. It was for like that kind of thing. I guess you could play it on DS as well. And they came out with one for DS. Now that I think about it, I think I could be wrong.
Is this Four Swords?
Yeah. But it was just. It's so good. It was great. But it was a game that you had to play with your friend, or else you would never get anywhere, and you just get nothing but frustrated.
See, the Game Boy Advance SP was just the worst thing. Did anybody buy one here?
Yeah, I had it. I didn't have the Game Boy Advance, but I bought the
why
SP.
Why were you a child? Why did you not see that this was like a business plan? Why?
What was wrong with it?
It was stupid. It wasn't... Right, they shouldn't have done that. It's like the equivalent of going, right, we've brought out the Game Boy, like, you know, they were like, oh, we brought out the Game Boy Advance, now we've made the Game Boy Advance SP. It's like Nintendo 3DS, Nintendo 2DS. That's what it's like to me in my brain.
Nintendo are kind of like that though, but I mean, I like the. I didn't get the Advance, just for no particular reason.
Oh, so and if you didn't get the Advance, that's fine. That's fine. But if you had the Advance and you upgraded,
no, no,
just no, no.
However, I did have a 3DS and sold it to get a 2DS. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
My heart skipped a beat there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, screw you guys, I had the Advance and the regular.
Hey, I'm going back to that, we're kind of dragging this out a lot, but did anybody play Monster Hunter on the PSP?
Yes! Yes! No. Amazing! That and is... I got it for the Wii, and I was incredibly disappointed.
The game, on the PSP, I have two PSPs, me and my brother both have a PSP, and I have two copies of Monster Hunter just because that game, co-op, is just so good. It's unbelievable.
Like, did you get it for the Wii?
No,
It was so disappointing. I enjoyed it so much, but like most games, my friend just couldn't keep up with me, and I thought the whole, like, trying to play with other people was just too difficult, because you'd either get, like, someone who was so good they didn't want to play with you, or you would get, you know, someone who was incredibly bad at the game.
Poor chick, have you ever played Monster Hunter?
And then, like,
no, the only one the only time I've ever dabbled with it is there was a demo for the 3DS a while back for the new one, and I played a bit of that. But the control scheme was really like the 3DS has lots of problems because it only has one stick, so you have to sort of you move with the one D-pad or like the analog stick, and then you have to look around with the stylus. But then you also have to use the buttons on the right. So you have to have three hands.
See, that's like Monster Hunter's downfall in general, is the controls are a bit janky, if you know what I mean. But if anybody doesn't know what Monster Hunter is, that's a game worth checking out. It's kind of just like really simple level design that's kind of repetitive, but different monsters, and the monsters are fantastically made. Like, they all have, there's different monster types. You've got like fire and poison.
And I only say I was disappointed for the Wii because I was an extreme monster.
Like, there's no tutorials as well. Like, there's like a tiny tutorial, and then it's just like, now you're an adventurer. Figure it out yourself.
And and then, like you said, it gets too repetitive as well. And as I mentioned before, I don't really enjoy repetitive games too much. But that is the exception. That is the one exception that it would ever be.
Monster Hunter got repetitive for me though, because I just got stuck on the same monster and I couldn't kill it.
I think that's what happened to me as well, but I eventually did, and then when I did, I was like, I don't want to play anymore.
Like, Monster Hunter's it starts off easy and then it becomes impossible, and you just want to die, and that's a good game. There you go. That's how good games work.
Okay, so moving on.
Moving on. It's time for everybody's favorite part of the podcast. It's time for the Vin Diesel chat section.
Oh, God.
Segment.
Dun, dun, dun. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
I just want everybody to know that I do not support this topic.
Okay, today on Vin Diesel Chat, we're going to talk about how Vin Diesel has a games company that he founded called, does anybody know?
Fun question. I don't know, Mr. Cheese Fund. Would you like to inform us?
Let me teach you, because I have Wikipedia open. Oh boy. Also, if there's any kids watching this, don't use Wikipedia for your homework. Wikipedia says that Vin Diesel founded Tygon Studios, okay? And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Vin Diesel's a Hollywood movie star. There's no way that he could make good games. You'd be surprised, kids, because he made The Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. Now, this is really kind of stupid for me to say because I'm saying it's a good game.
Wait, hold on. He didn't make it, did he?
He didn't personally make the whole game.
Did he have any part of the development?
Well, the whole thing with like Vin Diesel, and this is why I love Vin Diesel, and everyone else should, is because Vin Diesel is a massive nerd, like the biggest. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, and it's probably wrong for me to say this, but he's a big old nerd because he like loves the character of Riddick so much that when they were making the new movie, they were on a budget and he had to take pay cuts that he accepted because he loves the character so much. And these are big pay cuts. Like, that movie's so badly made, and it's terrible. Yeah.
Really? I thought everybody enjoyed it.
Well, everybody enjoyed it because it sold well, but it's not a good movie from how far movies go. Like, the second one is amazing. The second one's the one that everybody thinks is the first one. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Well, fun question time. Who knows the first Riddick movie, what it's called?
What's Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick?
No. Nope.
Kidding.
The Chronicles of Riddick was the second one. Did you hear that?
What a nerd! Poor Chick!
That
what
is the
oh,
sound.
Pitch Black, right?
Yeah, Pitch Black was the first one. Yay! But
I thought that was the third one. Whoops.
No. Well, they're pretty much the same film, but shh. Trigon Studios made the Chronicles of Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay, which is apparently a really, really good game that I want to play, but I think it's on PlayStation 2, and I kind of can't be asked trying to find a copy. But then, at the same time as him making good games, as in, like, well, he didn't make the games, sorry, Night Drain. His studios made Wheelman, which is an apparently terrible game, and it looks terrible. But, on the bright
side...
With
a name like Wheelman, oh dear lord. It's actually, it's on the screen art, on the, like, cover art, it's Vin Diesel, Wheelman!
Yes!
Car,
it's got, I was gonna say, right, the best thing about Wheelman is Vin Diesel's face is on the cover art. So, in 2 weeks, tune in again for more Vin Diesel news. And next segment! No, I'll go in. I'll name the other games just to get them out of the way. The Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena, which is apparently a good one. That's actually a PlayStation 3, so I might try and get my hands on that.
Oh my god, sorry, I've got a good idea.
Riddick, The Merc Files, which is a stealth action game. Come on, guys, these sound good.
They sound terrible.
It came out the day before my birthday, hold on. Vin Diesel knows who I am. It's for iPhone and iPad, so if anybody wants to get those and tell me how great they are, please do so.
That should be like homework for 2 weeks' time. You should go and play one of the games made by Trigon Studios.
I really
or at least
to.
It'd be brilliant.
Everybody needs to.
I had a website.
Everybody needs to play that.
Everybody needs a bit more Vin Diesel in their life.
And that's why we exist on the My Downcast, bringing you the freshest in Vin Diesel news, even though this is really old news.
Dun, dun, I don't support Vin Diesel in any way.
You do. He's lovely. He's lovely.
I like his movies. That's about it.
Which is your favorite Vin Diesel movie? Hey, okay, here's an idea, right? There's okay. Three of us. We're sitting in a circle, okay?
Right.
Night Drain is the first person in the circle. I am the last person in the circle. Tell us your favorite Vin Diesel moment.
Moment? I don't have. I think the
favorite. Or the thing that
my
Vin
favorite
said.
Vin Diesel moment was when I pretended to post something in the My Downtime chat, and you guys said that what's his name was going to get totally mad for me saying that. Check this out, it's awesome, and it ends up being a Vin Diesel picture, and he totally freaked out.
Okay. So, like, we need a bit of background here. We have a friend, and he has a YouTube channel as well. It's called The Autistic Effect, and we were in a call with him a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how. Well, I mean, all conversation topics eventually get back to Vin Diesel. I'm sure that's a rule or something. But we started posting picture after picture of Vin Diesel, and he got super mad. And then we told Will about it, and he posted a link to a picture of him in the chat, and then he clicked on it and was more mad.
You're going into detail, but you're not going into enough detail.
Okay.
Mr. Night Drain here sent the best picture of Vin Diesel.
That's a good man.
It was, I believe it was a sausage roll.
It was, I believe so, and at first I didn't know it was Vin Diesel either.
So, we need some, like, some tension to build up, so they thought it was a sausage roll. And it was sitting there, okay, just a still picture of a sausage roll. And maybe like half a second into this animated GIF, the sausage starts to move out of the pastry. And it was Vin Diesel's face all along. And it was amazing. So I'm going to try and get, if I remember.
His head is just so shiny that you couldn't even tell. I mean, It looked like a sausage roll.
His head is so shiny that some say staring into it will give you the gift of eternal happiness.
Listen, it's not that I don't like Vin Diesel.
Well, you heard it your first, actor. Kids. Night Drain hits Vin Diesel. It hits him.
I'm pretty sure if I hit Vin Diesel, I would die because he would crush me.
No, he wouldn't crush you. The power of Vin Diesel would crush you, just being in his presence.
Anyway, but I think he's a good actor. It's just I'm not obsessed with him like you guys.
Not obsessed. We just not believe obsessed, in him. No.
You just believe in the one true God, Vin Diesel.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Not Vin Diesel. No!
Okay, let's move on.
There
will be more Vin Diesel chat next time.
We've actually got Vin Diesel coming on the show next week, so.
No, we don't!
Oh, man. Okay.
Why did you say that?
I don't know, it sounded right.
Maybe we will. Let's try and contact him and see if we can get him on.
Right, okay.
But yeah, anyway, right. Guys, Minecraft Snapshot got released recently.
Oh boy.
And it has lots of new things like colored glass and stupid water.
It's backwards.
Oh, please tell me more. I don't know anything about it. Tell me.
Oh, really?
Talk to me. Yeah, I actually know nothing. So pretend I am the audience and you're telling me.
So, did you know that...
No, I didn't. I just
Minecraft
told you that.
Snapshot supports that movie, The Exorcist.
What?
Yeah.
Because your head turns backwards.
Really?
There's lots of weird bugs just now.
Oh, okay.
When you move your head around, your body doesn't move, so your head just turns 360 degrees, nothing happening.
That's horrible.
Mobs will do... All the mobs in the game have been possessed by the ghost of Michael Jackson and are moonwalking everywhere. Which is really quite impressive to see. Being chased by a horde of zombies is scary. Being chased by a horde of zombies who are moonwalking is scary.
It's
and
like
just
Thriller.
Excellent, yeah, exactly.
We're moonwalking zombies.
So, moving on from that, hate the fact, Liam, that they took away the beautifulness, and yes, I use beautifulness, of ice. It's gone.
Oh.
You cannot see through water, like through the ice anymore. It's all hazy and it's just terrible. I do not understand the point of taking away that ice feature. Ice used to be where you could put it and like put it underwater, and when you would look through it, you could see like the ocean very clearly. Like almost it was like the ice was see through almost when you would look through it, and on the other side there would be water. Mm-hmm. And now they, for some reason, thought it would be a good idea to take out that beautiful feature. I just don't understand why.
It does seem a little odd, although I hope it's more of a bug and less of a feature.
No, he did it on purpose.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah.
But has it got like a nice effect to it? Does it go like blurry?
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just murky. You can't see through it anymore at all. Yeah, I mean, I can understand if they made it a little bit different, but they've really changed it, and it doesn't. Is like ruins a lot of things.
I don't understand the reason for it. Like, if there was a reason for it, like where it would like cause glitches, or it was a way to cheat to get like clay or something, but it's not, because you can use the helmet enchant to get clay like that, and it's just very, 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 very pointless. The only thing that it like ever did, and I tested this out to see if it was a good way to get quartz, was if you put ice in lava while having a fire resist potion so you wouldn't die, you could see through the lava as well. But, I mean, the lava would melt the ice.
Well, it sucks for, like, creative-y type people as well, because a lot of people use that effect to their advantage in, like, builds and stuff as well, which sucks.
Yeah. Although, from bad news to good news, there is so many more biomes coming out in the new update. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward. There's one called Mesa, which like in the biome all the blocks are hardened clay, which is going to make it really easy to get clay, and it looks brilliant as well. Also, there's like some sort of, I can't remember what it was, there's like forests that have like different kinds of like this weird kind of grass, and then like cobblestone, mossy cobblestone structures every now and again. It looks super cool. It's just going to make... I'm looking forward to just when the update comes out, just exploring a bunch. It's going to be great.
I'm a big fan.
I actually, I feel as if I'm one of the people, one of the only people looking forward to the Wasteland biome, because I want to do like a whole survivalistic zombie apocalyptic theme, apocalypse theme, and I'm really excited to see what they end up making it look like. If it looks like poop, forget it. But if it looks the way I want it to look, then right on.
It's always nice getting new biomes because it just sort of means you can be a bit more creative and stuff.
It changes also, the whole game.
Whole new game.
I don't know. A whole new world.
What?
Like my whole thing with Minecraft is just like keep adding more blocks and I'll be happy because
I just want to
build out of like loads of different things, and like the more variants, the more fantastic you can be with it. And it just seems to be like, hey, look, the ground looks different.
I just don't understand why they haven't made a half slab of every block yet.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
You know what I'd like them to do in Minecraft, and this is going to sound really stupid.
Make a half slab of every block.
Like, you know, you've got enchants, and you've got nameable weapons, and you've got all of that shenanigans, and then they, like a while ago, there was like the adventure pack, and they keep bringing out new biomes. What they should do is they should have a Borderlands style loot system in Minecraft, where you can go out and adventure and explore and get goodies for it. Like, get treasures that nobody else will have because they've got, like, random names and super enchants and stuff. It'd be so cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I think more mobs, more bosses would be nice. Because after you defeat the dragon and defeat the wither, there really isn't much else for you to do.
Unless,
if there was more of a varying of many bosses, it'd, like, mean you have some sort of motivation to go and explore again.
You know what I think is always fun? To make an area full of, like a cave, spawn and then do the test. The test of how many withers you can slay at once. That is brilliant.
The most I've ever taken on at once was just one, so I don't know.
I think they should like take a direction and go with it instead of being like, here's some more blocks and then here's this. It should be like either like concentrate on building at one point or concentrate on adventure at one point. Adventure being like mobs and scaries and loot systems. And like building being like new blocks, new crafting recipes and stuff like that, because it seems to be like they're trying to do everything at once and then it just ends up they're slowly getting stuff. Like, I just want like sponge and all those kind of things to be in.
Can someone explain that to me? Not everybody, but I've heard people say that before. Why do you want sponge?
I don't actually want sponge. It's horrible.
I've heard people say that they actually want the sponge block. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, why?
Apparently when they first brought out sponge, the idea was that you could put it in water and it would get rid of the water around it, and I think that would be really good.
For building
under the sea and stuff. But apart from like actually having like a use for it, then I wouldn't build out of it anyway.
Hey, you're listening to the My Downcast podcast. Remember, you can always ask us any questions at mydowncast@gmail.com.
That
What's
nice
with all these Disney Channel reference lines? A whole new world under the sea.
Well, I've been meaning to tell you this, guys. We're actually sponsored by Disney.
Oh, wow.
Why would you say stuff like that?
Excellent, that's good news. That's weird, because I haven't received my copy of Disney Infinity yet.
Oh my god, I want that game so much! Is there
never
time
heard
to talk
of it.
About this?
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it. What is it?
Is there time to
It's like Gary's mod with Disney.
Oh, it's so good! And you get the little action figures, and you put them on your little stand, and you play as the characters from Disney things!
Oh, can you be like Sora and everything, or no?
When they bring out Kingdom Hearts, like the new one, I'm sure they will build more figures.
And are there Final Fantasy characters in it, or no?
Well, no.
Because Final Fantasy isn't necessarily Disney, I understand that, but with Kingdom Hearts, they kind of mixed Final Fantasy and Disney together, so that's curious.
Well, obviously,
I actually have a list of all the characters here.
Oh my god, read them to us!
So we've got Captain Jack Sparrow, Barbossa, and Davy Jones.
It's like Captain Jack Sparrow's characters, like they've done like an art style-y thing to it, so it looks cartoony, but it still looks super cool. Oh my god.
We've got all the Incredibles, and Syndrome, Sully, Mike, and Randy from Monsters University. Some of the characters from Cars, people from the Lone Ranger, so like the Lone Ranger and Tonto, apparently.
Lone Ranger is like a newish Disney film. I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, neither have I. Toy Story in space.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Wreck-It Ralph, people from that. Frozen, don't even know what that is. Tangled, people from Phineas and Ferb, and Fantasia.
See, but the good thing about like the whole Disney Infinity thing is, as they bring up more things, and this is just my hope for the future, okay? But like, it's such a good marketing strategy, because it's like it's a super fun game. Well, it looks super fun. I haven't played it, and there's gonna be like more worlds and stuff, and more like usables, like guns and stuff. You get paintball guns with each character. And as they make more Disney things, then they can make more characters. And Star Wars is now Disney. And we could have a Star Wars
Holy
game.
Holy hell.
With lightsabers.
Oh my god, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Oh my god. I
freaking it is.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh my god. So Disney Infinity is basically just... I want it so bad. It's £60 in Britain for the box set with, I think, you get Sully in it. And a different character. And every time I go past the game on my way to uni, I am like, game being a game retailer, other game retailers are available.
when does that come out?
It's out. It's been out for like a month or something.
So why don't you get
it? Is it for PC or is it just for...
It's for consoles.
PS3, Xbox, Wii U, and 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So what can you do when you're in the game?
Like, okay. There's story modes where you can go to university as Sully, and you can do Monsters University, and you can run around, and you can put up like throw toilet roll and stuff and be cool. And there's like a story with missions, but there's also like sandbox where you can create stuff. Like say you're doing Little Big Planet. I don't know if you've played that, but like
I've seen it. Yeah,
you can make like racetracks, and you can make like arenas to shoot paintball. And you can make, like, adventure maps, and... Oh my god! Like, basically, okay, I'm gonna plug the name for a second here, I'm gonna lean in for this. The game's called Disney Infinity, by the way, just reminding you. The possibilities are infinite! and that's why I love it so much, because, like, games like Minecraft, Garry's Mod, Disney Infinity, they all have that sort of, like, endless aspect to them, which I love, and Grand Theft Auto Online. It's kind of like sandbox.
I feel like Grand Theft Auto Online, until they add more stuff to it, the possibilities are definitely limited. Like, they are very limited.
There's so many roofs to jump off of.
I know, there's so many pools.
But there's not any places to survive after jumping off those roofs.
But as long as someone's there to witness it, you're good. Like when I was jumping off the hotel roof, getting in the pool, fantastic.
Do you remember when you jumped over my car?
Yes, I jumped over a moving car, and Will was in it. I didn't record that.
Wow.
But it was really fantastic. But, anyway, Disney Infinity is fantastic. We're not actually sponsored by Disney. Just saying that now, in case I
forget. And we won't actually have Vin Diesel on the show.
Although, if Disney or Vin Diesel are listening and want to get into contact with us, we're perfectly available and ready to accept such gifts as... meeting with Vin Diesel or just Disney products in general.
If Tygon Studios and Disney team together, we're going to have some great Disney Infinity characters. There we go. Riddick.
Just different interpretations of Vin Diesel in all of his movies.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, we were talking about Minecraft.
Where
Minecraft
are we?
We're talking about the snapshot. You guys like the snapshot. Snapshot's great. We are actually from the Minecraft universe. We have a server, which I'm going to plug now, because we haven't actually properly plugged it, which is recruiting still, yes. I believe, Mr. Night Drain. Yes. Please tell me if I'm wrong so I can edit this out. No.
I'll mention the server really quick, just okay, tell you a little about it. The server started two months ago, I believe. I've only made two payments on it. So it started about two and a half months ago. Right now, many players are just waiting for the new update, so we're kind of relaxed. We don't really, like, the most I ask you to record, or the minimum I ask you to record, is once every week, although we're not following that at the moment, because a lot of players are just waiting for this new update to come out. I haven't updated to the snapshot because of the glitches that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we are more of a beginner YouTube, for like beginner YouTubers to come and join the server, and we're just really laid back. And once you basically join the server, you're in our group, and if we play any other games, we'll let you know. And it's just a good time. It's a grand time. We
do play a lot of other games a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. If you want to see what other games we're playing, we have YouTube channels, which I'm going to plug again. So I'm going to go www.youtube.com/PorchegX, www.youtube.com/, oh god, Fallen07...
Oh god,
three,
right.
One. www.youtube.com/cheesefund. I blasted through those.
You could just look through.
Nature. Good job, man. So professional.
I am the most. I can shout things really loudly.
That's the sign of professionalism. Like, I can tell from experience that if you go into a job interview and just scream at the person who's interviewing you about all your talents, and you'll get the job.
See, like, I like to shout.
That's how it works.
And when I do apply for a job, I make a lot of noise. And the other day, I was applying for a job up in Glasgow, okay? And it was the place for a zombie job. It's actually quite a while ago when they were filming a movie called World War Z. And I was trying to be a zombie because they filmed that up in Glasgow. And I just shouted and I got the job, so I'm actually in that movie.
If you look in the background in the movie, there's
Don't lie to the people.
Has anybody seen World War Z out of us?
No. I have seen World War Z. I watched it 2 days ago, a day ago or something like that.
Right.
And from everything I've heard about it, like from people who have read the book, they're all like, oh, the movie is so crap because the book is so much better than the movie. And I haven't read the book, but the movie is like, I thought it was going to be more of your sort of standard zombie movie, like 4 or 5 teens in a house do something stupid and then all the zombies come and kill them.
what movie is that? Sorry, wait.
Dead Snow. Dead Snow.
Dead Snow is fantastic though.
It's just all movies about, all the ones I've seen, all the ones I've heard about are just kind of like that. I don't know.
Okay,
but it's
sure.
less about that and more about survival and things.
And Brad Pitt is in it.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, the CGI is good, I suppose. It's just kind of, it's so meh. All the movies I've seen recently are just kind of meh.
I haven't seen one in a long time
that's actually decent.
What is this American movie you talk about? What is an American movie? I don't understand.
Pardon? You're the American here.
I don't know what an American movie. I'm sorry.
That's because you spend all of your time watching anime.
All right. Okay.
Liam's caught on. Liam's like, what?
I'm like the audience right there. I am them personified. What's he talking about?
What's he talking about?
The World War Z, like, did you see the bit that was filmed in Glasgow? Because I remember that happened.
I do actually. It's funny that you said that you're actually in the movie. I do know somebody who is actually in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're one of the zombie extras.
Was
Jesus.
It me?
No, it wasn't you. She
wish it was
she
me.
Has. I'm not gonna say her name.
You
but
can't
she has,
say her name. I'll kill you.
No, she has like really, really ginger hair. I don't know whether they changed her makeup for the movie or not.
Wait,
but if you look out for a ginger person, then then you might be able to see my friend. So that's pretty awesome. But there isn't even that many movies coming out soon that are interesting.
Which is a movie about Scottish pride. It's about a corrupt cop that does drugs and likes women, and that was written by the same guy who did Trainspotting, which I really want to see, because that's supposed to be the good film at the moment, for us anyway, as Scottish people. I don't know if it's a big deal over in the Americas, nor does Will, because he only likes Japanime. But Filth is one to look out for, Mr. Porcheg. But apart from that, the films right now, at this moment in time, aren't great. They're pretty bad.
The last good film I saw was Pacific Rim.
I heard that was really good.
Nobody would go see it with me. Me and Will should go see it together. I'll fly over tomorrow in Vin Diesel's private jet.
Oh, God.
I need to really stop bringing up Vin Diesel because I don't have anything else to say.
I think you need to bring up Vin Diesel more.
He might bring up a lawsuit about you.
I've got to have enough Vin Diesel for next episode, though. You know how it is. Hi, you're listening to the My Downcast podcast. If you want to send us any questions, send them to mydowncast@gmail.com. That's mydowncast@gmail.com.
It's a good point. I'm sure Vin Diesel's doing a lot of stuff. I'm sure we'll be able to find something else to talk about through with Vin Diesel.
He makes loads of cash money. Speaking of loads of cash money, actually, I'm going to do a segue here. You know who else needs loads of cash money? Please tell me.
No, Mr. Cheese Fund.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going with this. I'm just playing along.
Okay. You're acting with me because we're really good actors. The people who made Bravest Warriors, right? Am I right in saying this? You know more about it than me. Frederator Studios have a Kickstarter right now for an episode. Well, there's two episodes of Bee and Puppy Cat, which is a fantastic cartoon from what I've watched so far, and they've got a Kickstarter to do a whole series. Which is, I'm gonna put into the link of the show notes, and I'm gonna suggest that you all go and you should go on Kickstarter. Just if you type in Bee and Puppy Cat, it'll come up. Everyone needs to fund this project to get the best cartoon series you'll ever see with your eye holes.
Indeed. Like, the episodes are about 5 minutes long.
Anime, where is that?
Just go and watch them.
Go watch anime.
They need 600,000 I think it's a 5-6 episode series? Pardon.
Oh, what?
Let me get... That's what they're going for. But
you guys should probably just go watch anime.
If they fund more than that, I'm trying desperately to find the bonus pledge things. But basically, 600,000, you get 6 episodes total. Okay, that's the goal that they're going for. You don't need to give them that much money. You can donate whatever you want. 680,000, you get 7 episodes, okay, but all the people who back it get a wallpaper, not like for your walls, but for your computer, and they get postcards. That's that one. I can't read what this is saying. It says something about it being worth $50, so there you go. Huh. 760,000, you get 8 episode series, which would be fantasticer. Plus you get more free stuff. You get badges and stuff.
Or you guys could just go watch anime.
840,000, 9 episodes, plus stickers, and a podcast. Oh, podcast? What? Oh, is that us? 920,000, you get 10 episodes, and is that 1 million?
Looks like 1 million, yeah.
1 million, you get 11 episodes, and an audio thank you from Bee and Puppy Cat. So there you go.
Just if you don't know, Bee and Puppy Cat, it's just sort of a small animated short series that are like 5-minute episodes about a girl who has a cat that looks a bit like a puppy.
She doesn't know what it is.
It's just sort of a thing. It just sort of shows up. It's published on the same channel that Bravest Warriors is, but it's not. I don't think it's done by the same people. I mean, maybe some of them help out. I don't know, but
it's a different studio. It's like there are two different studios that work together. As Frederator and Cartoon Hangover are like kind of the same studio, but kind of not. But you can go look at them right now on the YouTubes and make your decision. But I
a lot of their shorts are really good.
I'm gonna pledge some money to that. Even if it's just like, I think $1 is the lowest you can pledge. If you can give $1, that's $1 closer. They're on $200,000 already. So.
It totally sounds like you're sponsored by these people as well, but we definitely
we're not.
You guys could give $1 to donate to a good anime series. That's true. You
know? See, but anime series don't need money. They've got all the money from their publishers. Bee and Puppy Cat don't. They need it.
No, I think I'm just joking.
The whole anime.
What?
The entire anime scene in America is just funded by yourself, Will.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
With the amount you watch.
Yeah. Definitely go check out this what they're talking about, even though I may have no interest in it. Yeah. You guys.
We do. Will does not have as much an interest. Will didn't actually know what Kickstarter was until we talked about this. So,
well, I did. I definitely did, because I was like, oh, is that like this? And you were like, yeah.
He was like, is that like Steam Greenlight? And I was like, most of the Steam Greenlight things are. Okay, I'll give him points for that.
Points!
Yeah, 50 points to Gryffindor. Night Drain Master.
I want to be on Gryffindor.
You are in Gryffindor because you're such a goody two-shoes that wants
points. I want to be on that one that everyone forgets.
Hufflepuff.
Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff is like the worst. Those are Harry Potter references as well. There's Voldemort and his drug habit, and now there's the Houses of Gryffindor. I would be Ravenclaw because those guys are... They're called Ravenclaw. That's so cool.
Actually, I did... You know, there's on the... Pottermore is like the online... interactive reading of the books that you can sign up for, and when you do it you follow along with the books and do things that the characters do and you get sorted.
Oh really?
And so I did it just to see which house I would be put in, and I got put in Ravenclaw. So I don't know how it works, but apparently I'm in Ravenclaw.
I would totally be in Hufflepuff.
I would want to be a Ravenclaw, but just because Ravenclaw is such a cool name. So
I would I would probably be like the school janitor, and just sort of.
I would be his cat. I'd be Crookshank, or the cat. Meow meow meow.
Have you both read the books, by the way?
No, I don't read books. Oh, I actually don't have any eyes.
I cannot read 800 pages of magic.
I mean, I haven't read it either. I was wondering if you had.
I mean, books.
I'm sure if I were to read an 800, if I had to read an 800 page book and I had a choice, I would pick Harry Potter. But I don't think I ever want to read 800 pages total of any kind of book.
Okay, so just as we're reaching sort of the end of the show, okay, you have all read at least one book, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, definitely. Okay. I actually read quite a lot.
Thank God. I know, I've seen your book collection. It's pretty grand.
I mean, I started reading manga. Does that count?
That can count, okay. We're gonna go around the circle again, starting with Night Drain, Porchette, then me. If you're reading any books right now, say what they are, and say your favourite book, and we'll do that as sort of us rolling out like Autobots. So go.
Yeah. So, like I just said, I started reading manga, and I'm actually on my first manga series, which is, I learned, technically not a manga, but still a manga. I looked this up on Wikipedia, so it could be wrong. It's called a mangwa. I don't really know if that's 100% true, but it's basically a manga that was not made in Japan, and it was made in like Korea, I believe, or I could be wrong, but it's still a manga nonetheless, because on my anime list it says it's a manga. So we're going with manga. But that is, the series is called Witchbuster, for the manga. You could probably look it up online. It might be called like Witch Hunter or something online. I'm not sure. I had to look it up. Like, I had to spend a lot of time looking it up. But it's really good. It's actually very... I won't go into what it's about because it would probably take too long. But there are currently two volumes out, and I'm waiting for the third that comes out today. I got to go to the store. My favorite book that's not a manga probably would have to be Fallen Angels, which is it's a book about the Vietnam War. It's either a tie between that or Outsiders, but probably more towards Fallen Angel.
I have not read either of those books.
Fallen Angel is about the Vietnam War. Outsiders is about like the quote unquote greasers, you know, the gang thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's really good. It's a very good book. Not the Fonz.
Hey.
No.
Okay.
It's very good.
I am actually reading three books at the moment.
Oh Jesus.
Look at you. Somebody's got their big
right now as we speak.
Right now, as you speak, I do it all the time. That you have to use,
you have to use your third eye as well. No.
Yeah, super impressive. I'm reading Foundation by Isaac Asimov, which is a book about somebody who pretends to be setting up an encyclopedia of is set in the future of like the entire universe and everything that's happened, but it's actually a plot to get him and his sort of scientist buddies on a planet because the world is going to collapse and the government's going to die. And it's a 7-book long series, so
like
I'm really not
stuff.
Doing it justice.
Yeah.
I'm really not doing it justice at all.
So basically, it's a book about a guy trying to read a book because write a book because the entire universe and everything's going to implode and he's super stressed.
He's not actually writing an encyclopedia and it's not going to explode, but the government's going to shut down because he can predict the future by following previous events that have happened in the world. It's like a science that is just legitimate in the universe.
Are you just trying to make fun of the fact that America's government is shut down right now?
No.
Second book.
But
hit me.
The second book I'm reading is also by Isaac Asimov, and it's called The Naked Sun, and it's it's sort of a crime book. Isaac Asimov has written at least one book in every genre of literary.
I just want to make sure I'm not mishearing you. I thought he died, Isaac Newton.
Yeah, no, Isaac Newton is different from Isaac Asimov. Isaac Asimov is also dead.
It's pretty nuts that he's wrote a book in every genre since his name just isn't anything. Zabinaminoff. It's like a combination of letters. Did he write his own name? Because it doesn't look promising.
And the third book I'm reading is Game of Thrones because the series is really good and I wanted to read the book.
I own all of the Game of Thrones books and I haven't read any of them and I haven't watched the show, but I can see them from here stacked
up. You should definitely watch the show.
How many
show
is there? Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there 6 books?
7.
I've got 6 of them.
I think.
No,
I think there's 7 and he's planning on
How I Met Your Mother sitting on top of it, yeah. Or maybe that's just a different book. Or maybe that's a box. I think I might only have 6. I can't see. But, drumroll please.
My favourite book.
So I think we've...
Oh, you guys talk about your book?
No, we're going on to your favourite.
Oh, okay. Right. My favourite book is... Oh, Jesus.
You don't know.
Either...
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God, no. Either The Hobbit or The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
I've heard about that book, but I haven't read it.
They're both.
Let's just go with the first one because I didn't even hear what you said for the second one. It was so long.
How many was that? Will's attention span,
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
It's about a kid. I don't know anything about the book. Well, I've heard things, so I'm going to try and piece it together and you tell me how
to
write
it. So is it like a spoof of Curious George?
It's it's about a kid who has some sort of disorder, right? Whose dog dies. It gets stabbed with a fork or something.
Spoiler.
That's the whole basis of the movie? Oh, Jesus Christ. The book.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And
Spoiler.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. I summed it up. And The Hobbit is about... A Hobbit!
Yeah!
And it's a movie right now.
Very good movie.
So getting
not quite as nice as... Not quite as good as the original Lord of the Rings trilogy, but still okay in its own right.
See, I'm going to be a little bit controversial here and say I kind of like The Hobbit more, but just because The Hobbit story in general appeals more to me than the Lord of the Rings one did. I just like...
I think so as well, but... In terms of trying to make 2 movies out of 1 book is hard. Making 3 movies out of 1 book is just stupid.
Yeah, I think that's just stupid as well. But I've got this in my head that like the only reason they made it into 3 movies is because they did so much filming that was all so good and it worked out so fantastic that's why they split it into 3, because they just had so much footage that was brilliant and they couldn't throw it away. So
that's definitely it.
Alright, let's just go with that logic. Moving on to my books, and these are probably like the... Oh, goddamn. I call. Go away. See, this is why I said I should have had one of those lights. Oh, yeah, I tell you.
We got through quite a long period of time without you being interrupted.
I know. She came in with her phone like, hey, check this out. I'm like, no, go away.
Hold up with the whole auto here.
Right, my turn.
Okay.
These books are like... They're just like 3 books that I think like everyone who likes movies or has watched a movie in their lifetime has either heard of or read. I'm reading 2 at the moment, which is fantastic because I don't read ever. And I've read 1 that I've finished that I can remember. I've read some in school, but I forgot what they all are. So, gonna start with the one that I've started reading most recently is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, so good!
Never heard of
it. I've just started it, and I'm enjoying it. I've only read, like, the first chapter or so, because I can't get a bloody seat on the train. Because I only read on trains.
The book is light years better than the movie. The movie
really?
Is so
because I love the
comparison.
Movie.
Oh god, the movie's so bad.
Did, really?
You'll understand if you finished. Yeah.
Oh, is it just
maybe
off?
If okay. maybe if I hadn't read the book, it wouldn't be so bad. But knowing what the book's about, watching the movie doesn't make any sense.
Okay, okay. Second book that I'm reading that I'm almost finished is A Clockwork Orange, which just like appeals to me so much because it doesn't make any sense. Well, it's weird, okay, because there's no like language that it's written in. It's like his own language, and it's so weird. It's so weird reading it because the words that he's saying, like, you could understand what they are because of the way they sound and the way they relate to other words that actually exist. So you understand what he's saying, and it's just so weird, and it's so good, and it's brutal and horrible, and it's not for kids. Actually, it would be for kids if they didn't understand what's going on because the words are hilarious. Like, if I was to spill my coffee on you, and I was sorry about it, I'd say, Happy Polly Loggies, which means apologies. So there you go. And the book that I've read that is... I don't know if it's my favourite book, but it's the most memorable of the ones recently, because it's the only one I've read, is Fight Club, because I love
it. Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. It's a really short book as well, so it wasn't stressful on my babby brain. But it's a good one. So those are my books.
I didn't even know there was a Fight Club book.
It is actually a book before it was a film. But the book, the writer of the book wrote, I don't know if you'd count it as like a horror, like a short horror story, but it turned out to be, it's like a short story. I think it's called Guts, if I can remember correctly, by Chuck Palahniuk. His name's weird, but it's called Guts, and if anybody wants to, there's an audio clip of him reading it, which actually made people pass out when he read it live. It's that bad, and it's pretty...
So why would anybody want to?
Because people... Well, I listened to the whole thing because somebody was like, oh, it's going to make you throw up. And I was like, nah, he'll be fine. Like, oh my god. He's a really good writer, and it's just... It's not nice. See, I prefer someone having some... Like, if someone read books to me whilst I was going places, I'd be fantastic. Audiobooks, everyone. Because then
don't worry, when you become rich, and super famous, you can hire somebody to read to you.
Vin Diesel, done it. Gonna get
Vin Diesel. On that note, guys, I think we should cut here.
Can we go over a few things before we finish?
Oh,
sure. Well, because obviously, people are listening right now. Well, if they're listening right now, which I hope they are, we're at the end of our lovely little podcast, which was fun to talk to people that I talk to almost every day. but we kind of want to do, I want to do, like, audience participation, so, like, questions and stuff.
Okay.
So if you want to send us any questions, either about things that we've talked about, such as, like, the My Downtime server.
Or Vin Diesel.
Or Vin Diesel. We're specialists in that field.
Except
you can send them to mydowncast@gmail.com. That's mydowncast@gmail.com. Or...
send them to Cheese Fun's channel.
Yes, put them on either my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/cheesefund. I didn't say it as loud that time. Sorry. Or you can tweet it at me. If you
or private messages, or
like @cheesefund is easy to remember. Not cheesefund _. Let's just not go into that. But cheesefund @cheesefund. The more I say it, the more you'll remember. Yeah, there we go.
Or just in the comments of videos, we'll probably see it.
Yes. Any questions? Anything? We might have a question segment if we get enough. But yes, thanks for watching, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
thanks for watching whatever you were watching at the time of listening to the podcast.
Yeah, wait, what would they be watching?
A wall and your TV screen.
Yeah, no, they watch with their ears. Shut up.
What?
I'm good at English. I'm word good.
I am the English very good.
I am the English most good. Fantastic. Thumbs up. Boy. My thumbs are up.
And on that excellent description and display of grammar, we shall end and see you guys in
Space. Thank you.